Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Rosecast, number one Bachelorette recap podcast, hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. Almost forgot the descriptors. It's been so long.
It's been a while.
Yeah. How are you feel? How are you feeling? Forgot how to podcast. Plain and simple.
I feel great.
Yeah?
I feel great. Yeah.
Did you see the big news this morning, unrelated to the episode last night?
I did. Yes. Okay.
We'll save that for the end. Bachelor headline of the week.
That's not my headline.
That's
positive vibes only for me. This season,
okay.
That's your headline. Yeah. This season, Katie's season, positive vibes, just like she's living. That's how I'm living.
Okay. Am I allowed to levy criticisms?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
This is a me exclusive.
Okay.
I'm living my
propaganda.
Life the way Katie is living her life. Positive vibes only.
Are you getting paid under the table by ABC that I'm not aware of? About to... Lawsuit. Speaking of lawsuits, Rim and AB, acrimonious. Anything before we get to the episode?
No.
Okay.
Let's jump in.
Do you have a solid power rankings for us at the end of the episode or the end of this recap?
No.
I do. Katie Thurston, The Bachelorette. I do. I have a good one.
There's too many people right now, Rim. You know, my thing is until I know their names, what do you want me to do? I don't know any of their names yet. I need two episodes to learn their names.
It is an outrage how infrequently they show the names on the screen.
I watched it twice, and I still... Main characters that had a lot of screen time, I don't know some of their names. I had to go back, look through Bachelor cast. I mean, I'm not going to get... I'll start doing the power
it's
rankings next
shorter.
Week.
I can't do it.
I can't do it. They need to give me longer names. I'm tired. I know positive vibes only, but this is it.
I'm tired of it.
When
AB.
We're talking about ABC, I'm going to go negative. I'm going to go low.
Katie Thurston, The Bachelorette, background. She's...
I don't know shit. I didn't know shit about her, by the way.
No,
I didn't either. I didn't know a single thing.
I still am not sure we know that much. Her quote was about her family life growing up. Nothing traditional about the life she's had, which in Bachelor World means your parents aren't together. Parents were divorced when she was a baby. And she grew up poor, in her words, and went to 5 different elementary schools.
I feel like that's not traditional either for a bachelor or a bachelorette.
Probably not. We're at the Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa in New Mexico, north of Albuquerque. This comes into play later, even though they didn't provide context for a certain someone's entrance.
Hmm.
What else do you have on the intros before we get to the dude backgrounds?
I liked the aerial view of this resort.
Agreed.
The New Mexico colors. The color scheme was great. That deep, deep...
You're going to get some pretty sunsets as well.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful, different, which I'm excited for.
The building itself, while we're on the subject, a little dull.
Well, it's got the clay. It's like the clay look from the New Mexico clay look, the West Coast desert clay look.
The American Southwest.
Yeah, that's all that is.
Yeah.
that's all that is. So yeah, it's a little boring, but hey, it's different.
There appeared
like
to be a lazy river on the premises.
Okay.
If you saw that, it was very short, but it appeared to be a lazy river.
I didn't see that. Now you're talking Rim and AB's language.
I could spend all day in a lazy river. Dude backgrounds. You ready?
I'm ready. Yeah. You said dude. That had me thinking where you were. I didn't know if you're a hey, dude ranch type of. I don't know if that's vibe you're going for.
Great show.
We're in a dude ranch situation. I didn't know if that's what you were going for. That's why I didn't respond at first. I didn't know what you, my mind got to wandering.
Hate myself for not making a Hey Dude reference before you did.
That's what I thought you were doing. And that's why it took me a while to react.
Now I'm just running through what percentage of our audience even knows what Hey Dude is, and that also bums me out. Look it up. Connor B., 29-year-old teacher from Nashville, who's, believe it or not, also a musician. He can sing a little, play the ukulele.
If you live in Nashville, you're a musician. Period.
You have to be. They kick you out.
Yeah, you can't. You cannot be there without being a musician.
Connor B. seems nice. Was hoping Katie would be the bachelorette.
He's playing a little tiny guitar. They showed a scene that guitar. Looked like he might be a dueling pianos guy.
He was, yeah. And he was.
Did you see that?
In charge of the crowd. He was working the room at that.
One of my most
nightclub.
Respected talents in this world is being a dueling pianos person. They're playing anything. And they got no music in front of them. They're just playing the hits. Any hit.
I don't know how musicians play songs on demand.
I don't. That's what I'm saying. That's one of the most respected things in the world to me is those dueling piano people. You can name any song in the history of the world and they will play it instantly.
That is crazy when you think
about
it.
It's crazy.
Connor B. Most talented man on the roster so far.
Yeah.
Carl. 34, motivational speaker from Miami. What'd you make of this little portrait he had made of them? Two-sided for some reason? I don't know. He flipped it to the other side and it was just like the background
was a
different
reversible,
color.
A reversible picture. That doesn't seem necessary.
I didn't quite understand that.
Where are you going to put it where you're going to keep constantly flipping it? I thought it was weird.
Not big enough to be like, oh, what a gesture. It's like, this is 8.5 by 11.
I'm going to fold this up and put it in my wallet. Yeah. What am I going to do with this thing? Nah. It's silly. And the reversible thing, I didn't think about this until you said it.
He goes, check this out. Two-sided.
Like, what
Why?
Are you talking about?
It's the same caricature.
Same picture, just different colors? So I choose which one I like the best? Is that what this is? This seems like a waste of time for the artist.
I want to know more about that. Why did you commission that? Who made it? Why is it two-sided? What's the difference between the colors? I just would like to know more.
Well, it looked like one of those things at an amusement park where you have to go and sit down. I've never done one of those, but I'm interested.
The caricature heads were not big enough. They were true to life.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're right.
It was just
you're
a cartoon.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I need to know more. That's all.
Brendan, 26, firefighter trainee, hockey guy from Toronto.
Goalie. Goldberg. I'm going to call him.
He was a hockey? Or he was a goalie? He was a hockey. Yeah. He was a goalie?
Yeah. Yeah, they showed him in the net.
I don't put much stock into that. He was just in the net. I mean, he was
in the net, Rim. That was a goalie.
Are you talking about when he was doing his little, like, check me out? I'm
Brandon. No. They showed a brief picture, 2 seconds, maybe half of a.
And he was in the net.
1.5 seconds. In the net. The man was in the net. Goalie.
Interesting.
Goldberg.
That changes things. It does. Now, he's not Goldberg because his personality is the opposite of Goldberg. Brendan is dead serious. No time for jokes, as far as I can tell.
He seemed to still have some hockey talent. I'll say that, too.
Yeah, of course.
Slapping the stick around.
You don't lose that.
No.
Plus, we can't tell what's good and... We've talked about this with hockey. I don't know what's good and bad. Andrew S. plays football in Vienna, Austria. Pretty cool.
Hmm. This man is looking like a strong Giannis.
Oh my god! I called him Y Giannis.
He looks
Giannis.
Like
an Antetokounmpo
brother. He looks just like him. He's
unbelievable.
Stronger though. He's stronger than Giannis.
Stocky Giannis.
Stocky Giannis. Yeah, that's him.
Wow. And he's got the smile. It's the haircut. It's
the
identical
smile,
haircut.
The megawatt
and the
smile.
Is the sign.
Giannis has a great smile and great
better
look.
Smile than Andrew S. Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, but he had a good smile.
Incredible. I didn't know what he was doing with the accent. That was presented without context, unexplained at the time. I thought he was doing an impression.
I thought that was him. I didn't think it was an accent at first.
The first time through, I'm like,
what's going on here?
Was he British at the beginning of this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mike, 31-year-old gym owner from San Diego, used to be cocky. Not anymore. The pitching in high A really got to him. former baseball player. I looked up his. You want some stats?
Yeah, I want some stats. I went to his baseball reference page. Is that what humbled this man?
Based on his career progression in the minors, 4 years, 09 to 13, high A got to him.
He got humbled.
He got humbled at high A. Career. I did his career stats, but his average went down basically every year.
Okay, let's hear it.
589 OPS. All right. 7 home runs.
In how long? 4 years? Did you say 4 years?
1,558 plate appearances as an outfielder.
That's, yeah.
He gave it a shot.
That'll humble you. You get drafted, then you just can't hack it.
Looks like a player, not a baseball player, a Bill Bellamy player, but he's not, AB. Mike is our virgin this season.
Uh-huh. Shown reading a Bible. Classic virgin, classic virgin move. They're just background. Always reading Bibles.
That's all they do. That's tongue in cheek, by the way. Mm-hmm. Anything else on Mike?
No, I'm glad you got his stats. That's
I should have included.
Tells
more.
A story.
I'd like to see him in the batting cage more than anything else, but unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get. That's not Mike's purpose here.
It's not his thing anymore.
No. Justin, 26, sales consultant from Baltimore. Seems like a good painter. Cool time lapse. Nailed the shading. What's more impressive, painting or dueling pianos?
Dueling pianos. It's not even a question. Okay. They're playing. Do I need to repeat what I said, Rim? He's playing anything in the history, any music in the history of the world, any song, they can play on command. Okay?
So what about you're more impressed
now,
by that?
Now, there's something
than
to do with chords. Like, they're just playing chords that kind of sound like they're not actually playing the song.
You're peeling the curtain back a little
bit. But they're still making it sound like the song.
To the untrained ear? Incredible.
Incredible. Yeah.
So you say, hey, Justin, paint this thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, paint something.
Not something you're looking
paint
at.
Paint this. No, paint.
In your brain only.
Paint this.
And he paints that, and then you go, the dueling pianos people are better. That's, yeah. Would be your, yeah. Okay. That's fair. Yes. That's fair.
Yes.
Trey, 26-year-old software engineer from Covington, Georgia. Trey,
one other thing about that, the impressiveness. We don't know if this guy's good. We have clips of who was it? Connor?
Crowd,
is that his name?
The crowd thought he was good.
The crowd going bananas for him. So we
Connor
have
B.
We have some evidence that he is an elite dueling pianos player. Well, this guy's just painting in a room by himself. We have nothing to go off of here.
Tough crowd, AB, but you're right. Trey, 26-year-old software engineer from Covington, Georgia. Trey contains multitudes.
This man's well-rounded.
Well-rounded.
Holy cow.
Well-rounded. Into rap music and classical.
You don't see that.
He reads Latin. Okay. Reading Latin is not of any value in the modern world. And I think even less valuable than that is knowing the digits of pi. That is,
how many digits did he say he knows? 20?
40.
40?
40.
That's a lot of digits, though, for pi. But it's what for?
What do you do that? We have calculators.
Why? Just look at. You can just look it up, too.
I don't want those criticisms to make it seem like I don't like Trey.
When people say they like classical music,
I like classical music.
I do too, but
I like to concentrate.
People saying they're like, it's not as impressive as it sounds. Like, I listen to all this stuff. That's just something people say. Like, I listen to all types of music. It's like, no, you don't. You're not just. No.
This was a little Tinder bio-y from Trey.
Like, no, you don't, pal. Come on. We all like a good classical song from here. I just didn't buy some of this.
Sensitive guy, not afraid to bear his emotions. Loves his parents.
He's playing a harmonica when they show
up. Oh, he played
up.
A harmonica?
Yeah, which I'm into.
At one point in my life, I had not one but two harmonicas. Harmonicas are tough. Greg, 27, sales rep from Edison, New Jersey, but lives in New York. His family's growing. Mm-hmm. Why did I write that?
His brothers and sisters are having kids? He has a lot of nieces and nephews. Yes, he has a lot of nieces and nephews. I think we find out 8 later. And he wants to have his own big family, but he doesn't have the person to have that family with.
Have the family with, yeah. All right. Anything else on the intros?
I think I like Greg. I wrote that here.
I didn't write that. I was indifferent. Katie arrives. At first I was confused. Why are they surprising Katie as she's standing, waiting the biggest moment of her life with the limos arriving? They surprised her with Tayshia and Caitlin. But I believe that she really didn't
The look on her face told me she really did think she was on this on her own.
I think you're running the
show, Katie. You got this. Head out there. You're on your own. They'll show up.
Chatting inside, Caitlin says, "Don't rule anyone out on night one," which is impossible. She has to send 8 people home on night one within hours of this conversation.
Caitlin, you need to make quick decisions here. That was terrible advice.
Go with your gut always should have been the advice.
Yes.
Anything else on this? It was Katie got a brand out there, I think, pretty well, succinctly.
I felt that Katie loosened up. When she was just standing there on her own, she seemed nervous, about to cry nervous. But then the girls showed up. It was on. I felt like a weight was lifted off her shoulders a little bit.
I think you're right. Regarding Caitlin and Tayshia, if we don't revisit it later, I like this move from the show, having them host.
You like it?
Not just because they're both generally likable. I think they have high Q scores among Bachelor Nation. But because having two people, former leads in particular, but having two people means neither of them feels the full weight of
hosting
or the burden of hosting the show. So they're both kind of, they are more relaxed and they can play off each other. It just feels a little bit looser having two people.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they do that for all future seasons. Not just two, but former lead, just someone who's helps the lead loosen up rather than keeps the lead on track always.
Yeah, and looser is a good way to put it. It's just less serious. There's less serious, like, even later when they're giving out the first impression rose, it usually is Chris bringing that rose and it's like the serious moment, like we're bringing out the first impression rose. Like, it's a little
kind of toss it on
everything's
the table.
More chill right now. Everything, they're joking with each other. I agree.
It's not a drastic,
no,
oh, this is totally different. It's just a tiny bit looser.
Mm-hmm.
Limo arrivals. Thomas, 28, real estate broker from California, I think.
Yes.
What'd you make of Thomas? First impression.
He gives one of the worst speeches of all time. Let me read it to you, Rim.
Yeah, I wrote it down as well.
He says, he walks up, he's like, "Hey, how you doing?" or whatever. And then he's like, "Well, with everything else, I just have a deep admiration for you stepping into this. This strength and having hope to live in such a vulnerable way." This is word for word what he said.
I know.
It makes no sense.
It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing.
"I just have a deep admiration for you stepping into this strength and having the hope to live in such a vulnerable way, to be standing where you're standing. And I can't wait to understand."
Mad libs. Limo entrance, mad libs.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard. No
We're
point
all dumber.
In your rambling, incoherent response where you're even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
There was not a rational
thought.
He
didn't say any. I wrote down the first time through. I just watch it all the way through, no rewinding anything. I watched him like, okay, what the fuck did he just say? And then I made a note here, like, watch back. To see,
Thomas,
maybe you missed something here, or you're not understanding what he's saying. I watched it back, and it was dumber the second time. It made no. He was just saying words that did not fit together to form a sentence.
I think he forgot a chunk of a sentence his lines.
Made no sense.
"Stepping into this strength has never been said before."
"I just have a deep admiration for you stepping into this strength."
Stepping into this strength. That's the worst line I've ever heard. Number one, what's to admire about someone becoming the lead
about?
Of the show? Like, wow, what a hero. You're
about?
The lead of The Bachelorette. Two, stepping into this strength.
This man, listen to me, he had a speech prepared. He forgot it. This has happened to the best of us in speech class. You forget what you're going to say, and you just start rambling.
Yeah.
That's what happened here.
This was Michael Scott coming out of the meeting with David Wallace. He's like, "Sometimes I just start talking and, you know, you never know where it's going to go." And that's right. Thomas had no idea what was coming out
Poor
of his mouth.
Thomas.
Having said that, he seems like a nice guy. Number two, Aaron, 26-year-old insurance agent from San Diego. I'll be honest.
Rough start for these guys.
I was put off by Aaron?
People tell me I have a great smile, and after I found out you were the Bachelor, I couldn't stop smiling, so thank you for that.
Boo.
Crickets.
Crickets, big time.
Rough. Awkward start for the first two guys.
people tell me I have a great smile is how you introduce yourself. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go over.
Couldn't be me.
In real life or this show. After you get through with your Invisalign, AB, that's actually how you'll be mean. Hey, what's up? Young AB. People say I have a great smile.
Thanks for making me smile.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. See this? Didn't come cheap. Andrew M., 31, deputy district attorney from Newport Beach, California. You know,
it's fine.
Triple Z's, eyes up, maybe.
Just Z's. Rough start for the first couple people. Yeah. If I'm Katie, I'm like, this is the best we got?
And you know what I expected? I expected the show to be like, here are the peacocks. Here are the wildest ones we got.
Mm-hmm.
Been away for a while. People want...
Let's get things popping.
Let's get things going.
Before the
Instead,
first commercial
like
break.
The
we
three
can't,
most
we
boring...
can't have the boring people up front. Yeah. People turn it off.
David, 27-year-old technical product specialist, also from Nashville. But he's a New Yorker. Listen.
This is fine.
Did you look... Did you see his pants?
No,
outrageous pant length.
I didn't see. Oh no! Yes, I did. Yeah. Yes, I did. I didn't know what the kids are up to nowadays. I'm
no,
not commenting
not
on
up
the dress.
To this.
I just didn't know. I don't know what's going on. They looked too high to me. But what do I know?
Well, you know that they should cover. Like I don't know.
There was 10 inches. There was 10 inches of leg between the bare leg.
That's too
you
much.
Could see. That seems like it seems like too much to me. Who knows?
I don't remember when I said it, but I am firmly in the these guys in particular are going to look back. I don't know which season
it.
I said it.
Yeah.
They're going to look back and be like, what was I thinking with pants where you could see
the
a third of my leg? It doesn't make any sense. These were the these I think were short and then they shrank and he put them in the dryer. And they shrank even
well,
more.
Well, the thing people don't realize is they see like D-Wade doing it or like something like that. And it's
D-Wade.
Like, okay, well, that looks like shit on D-Wade, but D-Wade's, D-Wade's D-Wade. He can do whatever he wants. If you do normal, if you do a normal guy with D-Wade style, you look ridiculous. You
it's
aren't
true.
D-Wade.
It's true.
Okay.
The pant length is not, it just was. It simply wasn't long enough. And I won't let that go unnoticed. Michael, 36-year-old business owner from Akron. What'd you make of the watch? Oh, the family heirloom. Just kidding. It was about at the airport. Did you like that? It worked.
I liked it.
I liked it too.
It's a little fun thing. That's funny. She'll remember it too. It's always good to give them something, Rim, because then they remember it. You know, they
the
have it
axiom.
In their pocket or whatever, and it's like, oh, what's this in my pocket? It's like, oh,
she
it's this old
she
ass watch.
Have pockets.
Obviously, she doesn't have pockets,
that.
But for
it's
guys especially,
yes,
she probably threw that away. But either way, I like giving people stuff.
Yeah, you know, this was pretty good. I like corny old dudes on this show.
This is
judging
fun.
By the quality of this joke, I assume he has kids. No offense, AB. Trey in the truck, 26-year-old software engineer from Covington, Georgia. He emerges from a ball pit. Shout out to the camera work here. You couldn't see the ball pit until he popped out of it.
Yeah.
He's here to have a ball. Katie's a baller bachelorette. Here's my takeaway before we get to the ball pit. Here's my takeaway about Trey, because we should get nice things out of the way after shitting on all his fun facts. Trey is the only person on this season and the only person in a while where I get the total feeling that he is not saying anything that sounds like it's rehearsed. Like, not only are the cameras not there, like, but also he sounds like he doesn't know he has a mic on. Every time Trey talks, he's just talking to Katie, and I maybe that's bullshit, but that's the feeling I got, because everyone else is doing, even when they're talking the one-on-ones later, everyone else is doing something, and he's just like totally rolling with the situation.
I like that. That's a good point.
Thank you. Anything else on him?
No. She liked him. She said good vibes.
The ball pick worked.
Yeah, ball pick was fun. That's just fun.
Good pant length as well. Greg, 27, marketing sales rep from Edison, New Jersey. So nervous that it might have been a bit. I don't know if you got that feeling. No one could be this nervous. He's like Greg from Succession nervous.
He's too nervous. He was too nervous. He was choked up. I get some young, maybe it's just his look. I get the young guy. You know that there's always a young, really young guy. And this guy's not even that young, but I get young, like Dean and Connor vibes from this guy. Maybe it's because he's so nervous. I don't know what. Something
maybe.
About him. I'm intrigued.
I like that. He was nervous enough that he reminded me of that, and this is dating myself, that Chris Farley skit on SNL when he was basically like, remember when you were on The Bachelor? That was awesome. Gabriel, 35, entrepreneur. Not a fan. Anything else on Gabriel?
They do a breathing exercise. She liked it. I mean, it was nothing.
Breathing
to me.
Exercise. You're gonna. That's what you're calling it.
That's what he used to call it.
I thought he called it a hug. This was some post-vaccination rusty pickup line. He said people haven't connected enough. They're not hugging enough. So I want to try my favorite hug.
Yeah, I mean, hey,
that didn't work.
No.
John, 27, bartender from Pacific Beach, California.
No gimmick.
No gimmick.
Just respect.
Nothing entrance.
No.
Rapid fire. Garrett, 29, marketing sales consultant from California. Austin, 25, real estate investor.
Bad news for all of these guys, by the way. Yeah. Needs to be noted. If they're Marty, flying 25. Through your stuff, you probably aren't a contender.
I don't remember these names as I'm reading them, so I'm guessing they didn't get roses.
There's a Marty in there. I don't remember a Marty. I don't remember that, man.
Dancer from Reno.
Yeah.
Landon, 25, basketball coach from Dallas. Any notes on those guys?
No.
Carl, motivational speaker from Miami.
Mm-hmm. They showed him earlier.
He had a background. Nothing here.
Yeah.
Josh, 25, IT consultant from Miami. There's like three cities they're from this year. Nashville, Dallas, Miami, and then various
California
outlands of Los Angeles.
Yes.
Anything on Josh?
No, he said he's 60% optimistic, 20% excited, 20% nervous, 100% here for you. 100% reason to remember the name. I like percentages. So I like Josh.
Old-timey car entrance from Andrew S., Downton Abbey.
One thing I don't give a shit about is old timey cars. What was this? Like, I don't care. Rem.
That's not cool. Look at that cool old car.
No,
with
this
the
guy
white
shows
wall.
Up with like a Studebaker or something. That's the only car I know.
That's not what this was.
I don't know what this was. Shows up with a Studebaker. Don't care. Do not care.
Wow. We go to the Queen in there.
We go to parades all the time, and then they got these old timey cars driving down the street in the parades.
Pull your phone out and look at something.
No, I'm just looking at my phone during that. Doesn't interest me. No, thank you. The cars now are better, Rim. Sorry.
Yeah, but I think there's some, and I'm not a car guy, but I think there's something to be stated for the way that cars used to be more works of art, and now they all look the same for efficiency and all that.
I like my cars to work.
This one's working fine, rolled up fine. Not shock absorption when you're riding on this gravel. So I was under the impression that Andrew was. I was watching this and I was like, okay, is the accent.
What's the accent deal? Yeah.
Because it's not an Austrian accent. I thought maybe he'd try to pretend to be from Austria because he plays football there. He was doing a British accent. What'd you make of this?
I found it fun and funny.
When he revealed that
he revealed it, he's like, no, I'm just fucking with you. I'm from Chicago. That was funny. And she enjoyed it.
She really liked it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if his accent was good or not. But again, there was a time where I'm like,
there was a second where I believed it. So it was good enough.
Good enough. Next up, Justin Bobby, 26, auto parts manager. Justin came up on a moped. He has like, you know, the weird kind of like little goatee and the hair.
The Justin Bobby
the
hair.
Eyes, dark eyes. It's Justin Bobby.
Are you watching The New Hills, by the way?
No, the Hills, The New Beginnings was the worst season of television I've ever seen in my life.
Kristen's back on it, though.
I know. I think I'm going to watch it.
And you like her.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. I'm not sure I like Kristen anymore.
You went Jay?
Well,
you
I don't know. I haven't been following it that much. I don't like it. Whoever caused it, I'm upset with, because now Very Cavalieri is done. So that upsets me. That's what it comes down to for me. Baseball guy, Connor C.
Yes.
Brought his Little League baseball glove. That's kind of cute. Kyle, 26, recruiter from Florida. Brought some underwear.
He ripped his underwear off, I believe. And then he was bringing it around the mansion. That gimmick didn't pick up any steam. It was weird to start, and especially when no one gives it any, airtime.
Hunter, 34, software strategist from Houston. He had the fish.
Send Hunter
half gutted.
Send Hunter home immediately.
Why? Because the fish?
Yeah, just
Wasn't a real fish.
I know. Rubber fish, kind of a catch. It's just lazy.
That's low effort.
Yeah, that's you got to put in a little effort.
You something. Had 2 weeks to think of this stuff,
This is
guys.
What you came with. A rubber fish, I'm kind of a catch. Get out of here.
Jeff, 31, surgical skin salesman.
That's a... This is a...
something to talk about off the bat, you would think.
I've never heard of.
He was in the Breaking Bad RV. Looked a lot like it. Now, that would have made sense if they referenced how close they are to Albuquerque. They're just outside Albuquerque. But they didn't reference that. So instead, it was just like creepy guy with the RV.
Do you think this was his home? He said it was his home.
I don't know what to believe.
Yeah. Seems untrue.
I think that
to
was
me.
The implication.
He said it. He said, I drove my home here from Las Vegas. That's what he said.
Maybe. You can't have Dean. You can't go from Dean to. I mean, this was Diet Dean. Wasn't good enough.
Diet Dean.
James in the gift box. What did you think of this idea?
A couple things. Loved it.
I did too. I thought,
loved
talk about
box.
Intrigue. Yeah.
You want to talk what's about intrigue? It's the huge box. Someone came with the what's in the box line from that. What's that
seven.
Movie? Yeah, Seven. That was funny.
Brad Pitt. Yeah. You don't want to know what's in the box.
No.
You want me to tell you the end of that movie?
No, I've seen that movie. I've seen that. I know what's in the box. I know what's in the box. It was good. I really liked that he didn't pop out, too. When the box showed up at first, I thought, okay, he's just
yeah, that's
pop
worthless.
Out.
It's worthless if he pops out.
If you pop out, it's lame. If you don't pop out, and then they have to get like a bunch of guys to come move you places, they had to keep moving him from room to room. That's funny. Liked it.
Stay woke. I don't think he was in it there.
You didn't think he was in it?
Two reasons.
It was on wheels.
I know it was on wheels.
Easy to move.
The wheels are the one reason. I know those kind of wheels. They were rolling too smoothly on the gravel for there to be a 200-pound man in there. So I think...
Wow.
Just saying.
Wow.
I'm trying to inject some mystery into
That's mystery.
This episode where there's
What's
not.
Even in there?
This episode needs a little conspiracy, and I'm not sure James is in the box at the beginning. I think Katie was just playing along. I don't know.
Okay.
He was in there. Brendan, firefighter trainee for 26 from Toronto.
Nothing.
On my long list of requests for the show, is it too much to ask not to have a Brendan and a Brandon on every season now?
It's every season.
It seems to be every season there's a Brendan and a Brandon.
Well, I think the parents of kids that age just used all the same names, so there's really not that many. Like, it's Connors, Brendan, Brandon, and that's it. There's going to be a bunch of them from going forward for at least another 5 to 10 years. That's just the names people liked, white people. That's it.
Don't find me here. Seems like a bold, uninformed statement, which is just the kind of thing I love. Marcus,
this
I'm just
going
saying,
forward,
once you
you're
have one,
see
you
multiple,
can't have another one.
You're going to see multiple Brandons, multiple Connors, and multiple Brendons on every season going forward.
Connor's also huge, yeah.
That's all.
That's a good point. Marcus, 30, real estate broker from Portland. Terrible suit. That's it. Maroon with a black shirt and a black tie. That's all.
He doesn't. A bunch of these people literally came with nothing more than I ever remember before. They come like, it's nice to meet you. Hope I get to talk to you inside, I think is what he said. That was it. No gimmick, no nothing.
So not just I wrote here boring guy.
Yeah.
I refrained from saying it, but not just the entrances. They all seem. This is the paradox of wanting them to cast, you know, better upstanding people than they do.
Boring.
You're like, oh, this is fucking boring. These are regular
these guys
dudes.
Guys are lame.
Yeah, there's nothing here. So we'll see as the season goes on. You're going to be like, wait a second. They're all nice guys. Is that really what you want
it's
all the time on
that,
the show?
Just a little juice there. Just something.
Yeah. Some wild. There needs not enough wild cards.
You can be a regular person and do something better than most of these guys did.
I agree.
That's all.
We'll see. There's just not enough wild cards.
I'm not out on these guys. I'm just saying you had a whack entrance.
Yeah, they had whack entrance.
That's all there is to it.
Mike, 31-year-old gym owner from San Diego. Also short pants, but he's wearing socks, which I think is worse. I don't know. Just have a, you want to play it safe, fellas? Just have a pant leg that touches your shoe. That's it. And you'll be fine for eternity. No matter when you go back and look at this, you'll be like, wow, that was cool. Anyway, anything here?
No.
All right.
Just another lame entrance.
All right. Here's the wild card. Cody, 27-year-old zipper sales manager from San Diego. He wants to get serious. Does this whole preamble about someone's been really close to me. I thought this was going to be a dog.
You thought a dog was coming out of there.
I thought a puppy.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's what he should have done, in retrospect. Turned out to be a blow-up doll. Sandy, what did you make of this move?
This is the point of the season where we get into the sexual puns.
We went on a run here.
Not a single one of them was funny. Non-funny sexual puns. That needs to be noted. The non-funny part needs to be noted.
I would agree.
Not a single one was anywhere near making me laugh or smile.
I agree wholeheartedly.
And
Katie,
I don't care.
Liked them, though.
They're fine. Hey, they're fine.
Katie liked them, though, and I'm starting to question Katie's sense of humor. If
her
she's
sense
like...
of humor isn't good. She likes a non-funny gimmick. If you have a gimmick, it does not matter. It doesn't matter how what the gimmick is or how well thought out or if it's funny, she's going to like it. Which I respect.
The next guy, Justin, 26, I don't know what he does, but he coming in blazing hot with some masturbatory references. Mm-hmm. Katie said, straight, dead serious, says, I love the sexual puns.
That's
not
just what
like,
she likes. That's, she enjoys those
that's
puns.
That's a thing she likes, is hey. If you make a sexual pun, that will please her, regardless of the level of cleverness.
Yes.
And then Christian, 26, from Boston, Matt Damon from... What's it called? what's the movie with Robin Williams?
I can't remember. Yeah, yeah.
What's the movie?
God.
I'll leave it in.
It's the most famous movie.
I'll leave it in. This is infuriating everyone who hears this.
Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting. Did you do it at the same time?
Yeah, same time.
Anyway, not funny and not worth the wait. Genie bottle rubbing one out. She loves it. Hilarious. What did you make of Courtney, 26-year-old nutrition entrepreneur from Dallas? His intro was saying a lot of words with Q in them before introducing himself as a person whose name begins with Q. And then he did some sex puns to continue the chain.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually just not even puns, just straight up, I'm going to for an extended period of time. Just said that. There was no beating around the bush, speaking of puns. I don't know. It just seemed like he could have used a little more effort than just like coming out and being vulgar.
She liked it. Hey, she liked it. Courtney, Q is a unique letter, Rim. Not the words. Huh? So I'm cool with it. I'm okay with everything he did. I'm okay with all of this. The puns are fine. I don't care.
Oh, no.
They weren't funny. Not a single one was funny.
Well, that's
which is
what
usually,
I'm annoyed with. They're not
that's
funny.
Annoying. None of you put very
not
much thought into it. An effort. You got to make your puns funny, folks. But she enjoyed it, so I enjoy it. And
why?
These guys at least did something. Like, no. we had went from people doing nothing to these guys. It's whatever.
Connor B., math teacher, 29, Nashville. Cat costume.
Cat guy.
Cat puns. Mice puns. And she, you thought she liked sex puns. Cat
Cats.
Costumes, number one with a bullet on her list of interests. Committed to the bit with the pawing at the door, which I thought was funny.
He was committed for most of the night. I thought he did a great job as a cat.
Well, until something didn't go his way, and then he became just a guy in a cat. He went from being a cat to just a sad guy in a cat costume.
I liked... this is a good time to point out, she was giving feedback
to Tayshia and Caitlin,
who were watching inside, just like peering through the window with popcorn and stuff, which I liked.
Another little wrinkle.
And she was giving
wrinkle.
Nice little, like she gave double thumbs up about Cat Guy. She gave a couple other guys like, she would be like, yeah, I like that guy. I liked the little,
just a tad bit looser.
Just a little feedback. Yeah.
That's all of them. Katie entered the room, gave a speech. 30 dudes, too many. It's always too many. AB, let's take a quick break before we get to the cocktail party.
you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called StoryWorth. StoryWorth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? StoryWorth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous StoryWorth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves StoryWorth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/Rosecast. That's StoryWorth.com/Rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. Cocktail party. What I noticed here was every interaction started without me knowing the name of the person.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that person was lucky,
we would find out their name.
Interaction, yeah. And at the end of the interaction, Katie might mention the name. Or there would be a second, not even a second, where they'd cut to him talking to the camera and the name would be it. Not a second.
Yeah.
If they were lucky.
I hate it.
It's unbearable.
I hate it. For someone doing a podcast, trying to learn these names and these people, it's impossible.
Anyone watching, I'm sure it's a common theme. It's
just put the names up the whole time.
Just put the names up. Just put the names up.
Just put the names up. We're trying to learn their names. Or give them name tags if you need to.
Give them name tags.
Give them name tags like they do at a mixer. Yeah. No big
deal. That's what this is.
Yeah. Just some constructive criticism to ABC.
Accent guy, Andrew S. She had a feeling not only that the accent wasn't real because it didn't sound real, but the pandemic. He wouldn't have traveled from Britain to the middle of New Mexico to be on this TV show. That's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the British accent, they had some fun with it.
She started doing her own British accent.
It's funny.
She's fun. Katie's fun. Is Katie a great bachelorette? Question mark?
Thomas, 28, the real estate broker. More empty lines. Thank you for being the calming presence that you were. Just, you know, just nonsense stuff from him. And, you know, he's coming off AB like it's all BS. But for some reason, I think it's sincere. I think maybe, I mean, you'd think the constant smiling and stuff would come off as fake, but I think I like Thomas, even though so far he has yet to say anything of substance.
I have no feelings on Thomas.
Well, all right. Boston guy. They kind of make fun of his accent. That guy's accent is so distinct that he's toast. She's only going to just keep him around for the accent.
That's a Boston guy. I haven't seen many of them on the show. That's a Boston guy.
And he has no shot because of that, because she's they're only going to talk about his accent for the next probably five interactions and she'll send him home. Some guy with, do you have his name here? Some guy with the knapsack with the rock collection. Shows her his rock collection.
I believe was my man, Marty.
Marty, it was Marty.
He's like, check out these stones. I brought my stuff. I got the stuff here.
What's your number one interest? Pull it out of your pocket and show it to her. It's rocks. Minerals.
I love this.
I liked it too. They were cool too.
Here's he pulled the pyrite. Out the fool's gold. This man pulled out the fool's gold.
You know he had some obsidian.
That's
in
my
there.
Shit. Fool's gold is my shit.
Yeah.
Period.
Fool's gold is great. Fool's gold, obsidian,
gold.
Quartz.
Oh, it looks like gold. It's cheap, though. I can stunt.
Fool's gold is cool.
On a budget?
As long as he doesn't think there's like magical properties associated with him, then I'm all good with this move.
Yes. I'm not sure. I'm not positive if those are magical rocks or not at this point. I'm into Marty, though.
Yeah,
big
this is
rocks
great.
Guys. Big pyrite guys.
I would have loved to see him plug in a rock polisher off to the side and show her how the rock polisher works.
Show you how to polish some rocks.
That would have been cool. She was not interested. You could tell in the tone of her voice.
Of course
like,
she's not interested. Why would you do this?
Show them your interest. If they're down,
sure,
they're down.
If you're meeting Rim and AB, bring the rocks. But if you're meeting the Bachelorette, probably don't bring the rocks.
If she doesn't love him, he needs to know immediately if she's into rocks. And if she's not, you know, I'd like my plane to get out of here. Because that's going to be, that is Marty, is minerals and rocks.
Hey, cool.
I have here some guy about to give her a necklace. This turned out to be Greg.
This is Greg.
Yeah. Rambling Greg. His three-year-old niece made the pasta necklace. What'd you make of this? Went over very well.
I wrote here, keep an eye on Greg.
He was still nervous.
Very nervous.
Out of breath talking.
He gives her the gift, which she'll remember. She'll have later. Keep an eye on Greg. I like him.
Ball pit guy, Trey. The ball pit is fun and comfortable.
Well, first they do hockey. Don't forget about the hockey.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Hockey
though?
Guy,
they
goalie
just did
guy.
Hockey for a
they
little
picked
bit.
Up the sticks.
Guy.
The guys were like, oh, they got the sticks out here? Let's
That was
roll.
Interesting. You don't normally see everybody come out
I've
and
never seen
participate.
Pick up hockey in my life. And maybe that's a thing. I don't know. Is that a thing?
The Mighty Ducks?
That's the only other, the and I have that. Actually have that written down here. That's the only other time I've seen pickup hockey is this and the D2 Mighty Ducks when Keenan's playing pickup hockey. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're, in Toronto, probably. Trey, ball pit. Katie's middle name is Lane after her dad, and then wouldn't you know it, Trey has a unique middle name story as well, named after the nurse who delivered him in the hospital.
Very unique.
Anything else on this interaction? I like Trey. Normal person Trey.
Trey's fun. They had a good conversation, too. Real conversation in the ball pit. I liked it.
Painter guy.
Justin
painted roses in the shape of a heart with a space in the middle for the black void in his own heart because he doesn't have a wife. I thought that was a little too dark. I painted this beautiful painting, but the center is empty because I'm empty. It was just a little too
because I'm empty
because I don't have a wife. It's a little too dark.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
me.
He's only 26. I mean, isn't that
you'll be fine, Justin.
Yeah, I don't think
Keep
it's
painting.
That big a deal. It works. First kiss.
This was a hardcore makeout from Justin and Katie.
I think we need to get used to that.
She makes out, for sure.
Hard makeouts, yes.
0 to 60 makeouts. Mm-hmm. First impression rose comes out.
This is the point they bring out the rose where, you know, 50% of the guys haven't talked to her at all and they're starting to feel it. Because they're starting to see their window to even get to talk to her and stay on the show is closing fast.
Hunter, chief among them.
Yes.
Carl presents her with this is Carl with the double-sided art print.
He's got another thing made up, right?
Carl spent hundreds of dollars on Katie art. This is like a medieval castle themed.
I needed a few explanations. One, what was this for? It almost looked like a game board. Like, is this a game?
Exactly.
Is this a board game that you've created for me? Because that's awesome if it is. And also, I need an explanation for Swizz. Because you said that Katie and Swizz, we got no explanation for why that... Is that your nickname? What's going on here?
Carl also seems like, in the to-the-camera interviews, he seems like he's kind of hosting, and his interaction with the other guys a lot. He seems like he's hosting the show. He's always explaining things to other people, and like he knows the answers. Or when they rolled the gift box in, Carl was like, he got up immediately and like kind of ran the show. It's just like, all right, chill out a little bit, Carl. He's like trying to out alpha a room
for
guys.
Is
like,
also
relax a little bit, Carl.
Carl's that guy, and there's always a couple of them that is like just a little too confident and get, he's like, when they bring out the first impression rose, he's the guy that's like, oh, no way it's that guy, no way it's box guy, it's like, no way it's you, Carl, actually. Yeah. Yeah. He says that multiple times. He's like, no way the cat's gonna get it, I'll be pissed if it's not me. It's like, there's 30 people here, there's a do the math, Carl, you're not getting it.
You had multiple art things created for her. Cat guy is just as weird as you.
You're not the guy at this point.
I've got my eye on Carl. It's it seems like he's going to be grating on me a little bit. We'll see how it goes. RV guy, Jeff. Jeff says she's so cool she could be happy in a palace or an RV. Turns out she could not be happy in an RV.
I disagree, Jeff.
She would not like that. She pretended to like it, at least.
She's nice about it. Just a complete bust. You bring her into this old dingy RV, at least spruce it up a little bit, move some of the shit around, and then he has vegetables. It's like, I got these cold vegetables. It's like, no, we have a... Did you see the catering inside? There's tons of way better food in there. I'm not going to eat these cold... This is lame.
It didn't work, and...
I didn't even get what the vibe was. Like, what were the vegetables in the iced tea about, Rim?
I don't know.
What's the deal?
I think the bit was like...
I didn't get the bit.
I think the dinginess was part of it, but I don't... To what end? I don't understand what the point was. It didn't work.
If you're just looking at your chances, I feel like the chances you go in The Bachelorette is very into RVs and that lifestyle is probably pretty low.
Unless it's...
So, what are we doing?
Who was with Grocer Joe?
Oh, Kendall?
Kendall. Yeah. I feel like maybe if Kendall were the Bachelorette, this might work.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's about it. Quick Carl note. The guys are like, man, I haven't talked to her yet. And the first impression rose is out. And Carl's like, oh, you got to do what he's given. Like, he's telling the other guys what to do. It's like,
he's acting like
they
he
know
has
that,
it.
Carl.
He's acting like he's the man here.
Like he's the dad of the group. Yeah. It's like, all right. Two guys completely out of nowhere talking about how they don't like each other. I thought this was fake. I thought they were playing a prank.
This made me extremely happy. And I'll tell you why, Rim.
Ooh, I can see how you're going to spin this.
Bachelor may be taking some feedback for some of the stuff people hated from previous seasons. Because they had this situation where this random beef was going on with two people that we don't care about at all. And don't know. And they
at
didn't
this point, I don't care about any of
they
them.
They didn't show it. I feel like in previous seasons, this would be a 30-minute recap of this beef that we don't
She'd
give
sit
a shit
him down
about.
And like send one
but
home.
Instead, it was just like, hey, this dude, I think he's trying to get camera time. I don't know exactly what's going
like
on
it.
Here, but he hates this guy. They gave us no backstory, and then it was over, which I really appreciated. No screen time to this. It was like 30 seconds.
You're right. They didn't show the genesis of the... And that's why I think they shouldn't have shown it at all, because I just left confused. I thought for a second, like, are
confused.
They faking this? I don't understand.
It seemed like the one guy was trying to draw up some camera time to me, and they weren't doing it, which I...
Aaron.
They shouldn't have shown it, but it was only a minute. Whereas in the past, I feel like we would have gotten a whole... This would have pushed this into a two-night, you know, we'd be watching again tonight for the end of the first night.
You're right. I would not hold your breath on thinking that those days are over just yet, though.
Good start.
But you're right. It was different than it would have been in the past.
Yeah.
Talk about a plan that backfires. The gift box.
Hey, can you believe how long she waited, Rim?
Unbelievable.
When he showed up there, I'm like, okay, when she goes in, he's going to be the first one to talk to her, obviously, because she can't just let him sit in that box all night. That's mean.
Well, she had to wait until he got in the box. Okay. I would have picked him first, obviously.
Yes.
I just met 30 people. One of them I haven't seen yet.
He's in a
see
box.
What this is about. Yeah. Who's in the box? James in the box. He pops out. His name's not Jack. He's not Jack in the box. His
no,
name's not Richard.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah. Fake your name.
That's a Jack situation. Yeah.
Pops out, gets out. There's nothing special about his pop out. He's just the guy in the box. Katie liked their interaction, I guess. He just delivered some lines about spontaneity that apparently landed, but
she says something intrigues me about James. Is his name James? Is that him?
James.
Something
yes.
intrigues me about James. I don't know what she's talking about. It's the box, because she's out of the box now. The intriguing part is over. It just seems like a normal guy.
He's just
now.
A guy now.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the suit because he's got the three-piece suit.
She had
suit.
A crush on him. I'll say that.
Well, he's a good-looking guy.
I think
They're
she said that,
guys.
Actually. Yeah.
He's got a three-piece suit with the pin under the collar, like the Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
You don't
yes.
see that too often.
Yes.
And obviously what's the old line? I don't remember what it's from. You put on all your accessories and you take one off or take two off. Didn't need the tie. You don't need the tie clip and the pin under the tie.
A little bit too much. I'll say this. James kind of shook up the room, though. People were talking when they saw James. I don't think they expected. He is a really good looking guy. I don't think they fully expected that. Like, whoa, James has changed the game. Is how
I think
guys
he's tall,
reacting.
Too.
Yeah,
that
tall.
Sends him shivering in their boots.
Yeah. Someone yells, put him back in the box from the back, which is funny.
Boston guy, Shaq's in the water. That's all I had for that. Nothing here.
Nothing.
I don't think they even interacted.
No.
Cat guy, Connor. They're playing the big piano.
Yeah, big piano
thing from the
big
movie.
Yeah.
She has cat ears and mittens.
She put cat stuff on as well. Yeah.
I think she probably. It's possible based on how she reacted to the cat guy. I think it's possible she had those on hand. I think it's possible he didn't bring those. She's like, the weight of my heart is wear a cat costume. There's nothing that gets me going more than a cat costume. Let me pull out my cat costume accessories.
My cat accessories, period.
I think it's possible.
There's a non-zero chance there will be further cat role play this season. I think that is very clear at this point.
Yeah. These two are going to disappear behind a door with cat costumes on. And they're going to play cat sound effects behind the closed doors. It's going to be that.
I hear you. Yep.
That scene is going to happen. She tells him straight up she couldn't stop thinking about him. Made me think cat guy's number one right now.
Yeah. First impression.
The way she was talking to him very excitedly, legit romantic music over their discussion while he was in full cat costume, including face paint.
Can I stop you?
Yeah.
I feel like the face paint was unnecessary.
Oh, unnecessary.
You have a full cat costume. Do you really need the extra face paint, too? Seems unnecessary to me.
I think face paint gets you adorable points.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think
so. What do
so.
I know?
Neither of us know fucking cat stuff.
No.
Let alone how to woo a woman wearing a cat costume.
No, we don't know. So who am I to tell you what to do with the face whiskers?
I don't even know if this guy has a cat or likes cats. He's just knows she does.
She liked. I think he just knew she liked cats. Did his research.
This was... There was two makeouts here. The second was the most aggressive makeout I've ever seen on this show at any point.
Yep, I wrote the same thing. That might be the most aggressive kiss I've ever seen on this show from the cat guy. I wrote that right there. I think it is.
I think it was 50-50. This was final. This was a final two.
This is behind closed doors
makeout.
Yeah,
this is
incredible.
Behind closed doors, AB.
Yeah.
So here I'm thinking cat guy.
Cat guy's in play.
He's in the catbird seat. That's off the dome. Anything else on cat guy? I mean,
that's steamy. Holy cow. And she's got the makeup all on her face, too. Maybe that's why you want the whiskers. It's a power move to send her back with your cat whiskers on her face.
He reapplied the. He reapplied that. It. Yes. He absolutely reapplied it.
Later they showed him. Like, I think it was at the rose ceremony. He had reapplied the it cat makeup, which I actually think was respectful of him. You don't. That yeah. was nice. That was nice of him not to rub it in their
to
face.
To the other guys, exactly.
Yeah, to the other guys. He didn't rub it in their face that, hey, my makeup absolutely got rubbed off, okay?
You cannot go back. He had to go to the bathroom.
Let me reapply. That,
yeah.
Connor, that was nice.
Washing off and reapplying his cat makeup. Nice.
I respected move. That. I respected that from Connor.
Having said that, I also would have respected if we went back to the group
yeah,
and
power
sat
move
in group of 15 and just was like...
It would have been a power move to walk in there.
Most of you guys
there.
Haven't talked to her. Her face is on my face right now. guy with a picture
wait,
of his
wait,
dog.
Wait. One other yeah. thing about cat guy. The second kiss, they pulled off his... He's like... She's like, let me see what you actually look like. And he takes his gloves off and pulls off his hat. But then he put his gloves back on for the makeout. That was weird to me as well. Why did you put the gloves
There's
back on?
There's a lot
on?
Of weird stuff about this.
Why did he put the gloves? He's like, wait a second.
Because she was wearing gloves. She had her gloves still on, didn't she?
Yeah, of course she did. But why did he take his stuff off and like, here's what I look like. And he's like, but before we make out, let me put my gloves on.
I don't know. He's like Andy Kaufman. Just, you don't know. He never leaves character.
Holy cow.
Or Jim Carrey playing Andy Kaufman. Guy with a picture of his dog named Tommy. She has a cat named Tommy. This poor guy, unfortunately, is not going to connect the way Cat Guy did.
No.
That's not a good enough thing to have in common.
Dogs and cats don't really get along either. So the whole, like, they're going to meet and... Be cool. Be those Tommy and Tommy are gonna meet. That doesn't really add up in the real world, folks.
She said she only time that's ever happened is on Cat Dog. She said she wanted to bring her cat, but she didn't because she wanted to be focused on just bring the cat.
Cats don't take any work.
It's a cat.
I've never owned a cat, but all I've heard is that cats are very easy.
You could just go days without seeing them.
Yes.
This person has a 4-year-old son. Still don't know his name at this point.
I do not either.
And he FaceTimes him every day.
Yeah.
What did you make of, do you think Katie, to me, Katie's initial reaction to that news, she was taken back a little bit, and I think he immediately went to friend zone. I don't think she's interested.
She has a different outlook on life than I think most bachelorettes and bachelors have. She even mentions... She's open for anything here. I feel like for the most part, bachelors and bachelorettes
gotta have kids.
I'm looking to have kids like right away. I'm looking to start a family. I thought it was a little refreshing to have a little different.
Yeah, never been
different opinion before from the bachelorette. I found that very refreshing with her outlook.
Anyway, name is Michael.
Okay,
we found that out at the end. So if you learned the name at the end of the interaction, he might be here for a while.
Okay.
First impression, rose time. It's got to be Cat Guy. It's got to be Cat Guy. I was surprised that it was Greg. Cat Guy was shell-shocked and embarrassed because then he just had to sit there, you know, with his fur hands.
I just reapplied all my makeup.
Embarrassed.
Poor
and nobody
guy.
Knows I even made out. He gained nothing from that.
Yeah.
Didn't get the rose.
Yeah.
Were you surprised Greg from Succession got the first impression rose?
I will say,
and I know you haven't seen Succession.
I haven't seen Succession.
Keep saying
I have no
that.
Idea what that means. Does he look like him? Does he act like him?
A little bit of both. Not enough to make it a bit, but yeah.
Okay. I feel like she had given Cat Guy enough, where she doesn't need to give him more. You know,
she gave Greg the first impression rose and Cat Guy her room key. I think you're right.
Yeah, she'd given him enough. He's right. Fine. Cat Guy's fine. He didn't need to
cat
get any more.
Fine.
No, he didn't need the first impression rose. He got a double makeout with the cat suit.
So
on.
You think, especially this makes a lot of sense because Greg was so nervous. You think this was her saying, "Don't worry, you're fine."
Yeah, I mean, Cat Guy. Listen, Cat Guy had enough validation for that his night went well. She did not need to also give him the rose. That would have been too much. Okay? So she gave it to
that
someone else
sense.
She's intrigued with. I'm okay with it. Made sense.
Great makeout. Cat Guy feels good. Katie feels good. He was so happy
not Cat Guy.
Facing the
this is Greg.
Me, Greg. Greg, I'm sorry. Cat guy's down in the dumps. Greg feels good. He was happy to the camera. He was cute. Greg.
I feel like Greg was stunned when this happened, and I think he realized the magnitude of getting this rose. He's like, all right, let's go. It's giddy up. It's if you get the first impression rose on the season of Bachelorette, it means you're going to be here for a while. And I think that's the vibe I got from Greg. It's like, okay, we're doing this. I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah, it hit him. He was like, okay. All right.
We're doing this.
I'm going to be on camera a lot. Like, this is real.
Time to buckle up.
Anything to say before the rose ceremony, before I tick off the names?
One guy says, the worst case scenario is going home, never finding love in my entire life again. That seemed to live.
Who said that?
I don't remember. I don't know any of the names.
That is the worst case scenario.
That's the worst case scenario that we could have
if
here.
You're looking for that.
I found that funny.
Might be bad.
That was worst case scenario is going home because of this and never finding love.
Worst case scenario.
Yeah,
my life snowballs into oblivion. Roses. Trey got the first rose. Michael A., the dad, Michael A. Taylor. Thomas, too tall. Thomas is too tall. Garrett, haven't heard of him, haven't seen him. He has red hair.
Red hair guy, yeah.
Connor B, cat guy. Fifth rose, you read into that?
No, I'm not reading into any of this.
Andrew S, football accent guy. James from the box. Justin, Courtney, Carl, Mike P, John, Kyle, Andrew, Josh, Connor, Brendan, David, Aaron, Christian, Hunter, Cody. You're right. Reading those names, those are names of people born in 1997. You're right. All of them. I could have inserted a bunch of different names and you wouldn't have noticed.
No, I wouldn't have noticed the thing.
Tyler. No roses.
Yeah, give me who didn't get the rose, because I still don't even know.
No
really.
Fucking clue. I have no idea.
Oh, they didn't
go
through
roses.
It, did they?
They didn't show them.
Yeah.
The two people I know who didn't get roses are Justin Bobby, unfortunately, yeah. Did not get a rose, and Van Guy. There were four or five others who didn't. Don't know who they are.
Don't need to either. Don't need to know.
No one. So throughout the rose ceremony, they were, this guy thinks he's not getting a rose. All of those people got roses. So they didn't even highlight at any point the people who didn't get roses.
Who was the main guy that was, they kept showing?
Hunter.
He got a rose. Okay.
I ask this all the time. You always say no. Did you watch the season preview?
No. I did see one part though.
What part?
Who's coming? That guy's coming.
How did
coming.
You see just that part? That was like a minute and a half into it.
I went to, I don't know. It just happened.
Well, you probably heard his voice.
I heard his voice too.
What do you make of that?
I was like typing up my notes, doing whatever, not looking. And then they're like, and guess who shows up? And I just peeked up. How do you not peek up?
Please be advised. The next minute of audio contains discussion of a future storyline that has only been referenced in the season preview trailer.
What do you make of that?
It's good for us. We've some of our...
Roasting Blake is
some
good
of our
for business.
Great roasts have come at Blake Moyne's expense, so I'm very excited for him to show up. He's the guy that's always wrong, right? That's the thing that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that.
That's
he
the guy
was
you
so
said
wrong
was always
about everything.
Wrong.
You're right.
I'm glad to have him back. I'll say that.
There's two ways that we look at the show. One is as a fan, a regular fan, and two is as a.
Yeah.
Recap podcaster.
That's good business to have Blake that's there. Blake Moyes.
Better for business. No offense to Blake, but he's a character that is easy to poke fun at.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll be happy when that happens. Couple notes.
What do you got?
I think Tayshia might just host forever. I think they might do maybe for the Bachelor, they're going to have a former Bachelor come on and be like the mentor. If they frame it as... you know, mentor-mentee relationship. I think that's possible. But I think Tayshia might host forever for a couple reasons. One, she's good. It's not, you know, she's good at it. She's naturally good at it. She's likable. And they had her doing a Hyundai commercial at Bachelor Mansion. And she was good at that too. I just think
if you're going to make someone the face of your franchise going forward, that's a pretty good choice.
Yeah. Any other notes on the episode?
I had a good time. I like Katie.
It was good. It was a normal.
I think she's gonna be good. She doesn't have any of the nervousness that we usually.
Yeah.
Kinda, she didn't seem like the moment was too big for her.
No, I agree.
I'll say that. I think she's gonna be good.
Agreed. Do you have a mailbag question?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it. So the mailbag texture responses to the mailbag in 773-234-7794.
We talked about this on our Patreon podcast.
Wow, talk about tying it in.
You got to tie it in.
Patreon.com/RemAB. That's natural, too. You don't want to shove it in their face. You want to act
natural.
Like, oh, I'm only saying this because it's the context of what I'm about to say.
This just has
smart.
To do. It just happened to be that we talked about this on our Patreon channel. Okay. Now I'd like to propose the question here to the to Rosecast Nation. David Spade is going to be on Bachelor in Paradise. They've also announced since then, or maybe it got spoiled or something. I don't know, but I saw. Did you hear the two other names? There's going to be a group of celebrities. One of these is not a celebrity, but the other one is. Wells is going to be one of the hosts, I think.
Naturally.
And then Sarah Hyland, his fiance. So the question is, I assume there's going to be more celebrities. What other celebrities do you want to see as the hosts of Bachelor in Paradise this summer? Before the names come out.
And why.
And why. Of course, and why. Yes.
So there's going to be more than just those three?
Yeah, I think there'll be a handful more. It almost seems like a weekly rotating host schedule.
Why not?
Yeah.
I like that. 773-234-7794. Does that include Flagship or just Paradise?
That's just Paradise.
Okay.
This is just Paradise.
I think that opens the doors up to more.
Yeah. Yep.
AB, what's your Bachelor headline of the week?
This is AB's early season energy, good vibes only headline of the week. Saw a lot of stuff. The reason I say that, saw a lot of negative stuff. I don't care about Chris Harrison anymore. I'm not talking about him. I'm not doing headlines about him. That's where most of the headlines were this week. So I got a fun one for you, Rim.
All right.
It's from Yahoo. 40 rules you didn't know Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants have to follow.
It's too many rules. What are
they? I'm not going to list them all. I just picked out some good ones for you. Contestants have to pack 14 rose ceremony outfits. You got to pack for the championship, Rim. So even if you don't have any chance, all of these people have 14 rose ceremony outfits ready just in case
another
they
reason
make
I can
it
never
to the
go
finale.
On the show. Can you imagine
14,
buying 14 suits?
14. That's an absurd number of outfits and dresses. Expensive dresses. It's suits.
You know what? Sorry to interrupt. Contestants should be able to make money off their name, image, and likeness. You should be able to go into The Bachelor with sponsorships on your rose ceremony suits. Companies can pay
sponsorships.
Indochino can pay AB to go on The Bachelor, and they pay you, and it's like, oh, we think you get, like, we're gonna invest in you. We think you have talent the same way, like, you recruit a college player because you think they're gonna project out good. I want this guy because I think he's gonna make it far and wear our Indochino thing on his suit. Sometimes it doesn't pay off. Sometimes you put a lot
sometimes
of money
you put
down
a lot
on
money
Christian,
and they don't make it. Yeah,
and he flames out. You remember Christian, that one guy? I don't even remember what might have been Rachel's season.
I like that.
And that
a lot.
Would offset the cost of the people paying for all these rose ceremony suits.
The cost these people have, and I'll get to why that's even more ridiculous later, but going to
GoldenPalace.com. Remember when the boxers used to get fake tattoos on their backs? Why not? Put ads on them.
You're right.
Put ads on them.
You're right.
All right. What else are you? What else? What are the other ones?
This is probably mostly known, but phones are confiscated except for single parents. They get it.
Oh,
they have. And the guy mentioned it a little bit earlier. Yeah. He said he gets to talk to his kid once a day. No reading is allowed. Only books allowed on the seasons
insane.
Of the Bible. They can't have magazines or other books or anything
that's
else.
That's a little too far.
That's
Let
too
people
far.
Bring other books.
What's the reasoning?
Is that real? Is that a real
that's
rule?
That's real. Here's the thing. They do that on the challenge, too. It always goes back to the challenge with me. And they have the same type of thing. You can't bring anything. So they it makes them do. Number one, it makes them get stir crazy, and then they start acting a damn fool because they can't do anything. These people can't do anything, and they're on camera 24/7.
So wait, you're saying that's good that they want them to be stir crazy?
They want people to go crazy on camera, and that's how they get more drama is by making the situation like so. They completely
mentally
cut them off
challenging.
From the rest of the world. They can't read stuff. They can't. You can't do you can't do anything to like take a break from being on camera. You're always on camera talking to people. That's the only thing they can do.
Good point. Thank you, AB.
Another one, 2 drink per hour rule.
Hmm.
Didn't know that was a thing.
I'm sure that's recent.
Yeah, I think they mentioned that it was after the Bachelor in Paradise thing. You don't own your wedding. And here's what that means, Rim. ABC has exclusive rights to your wedding up to 2 years after the show. So you can't
that
get married.
That explains quite a bit.
You can't get married for 2 years unless it's going to be on camera. Now, other side of this, the couple gets paid $10,000 per hour of television if it does become, like, if they do something with the
not
wedding.
Enough.
Yeah, not nearly enough. Yeah.
Interesting. Is that all of them?
No. Eligibility rules state that a person can't hold political office during and up to 1 year after filming. Just something interesting.
That is interesting. I was just thinking about that, and I delayed. Interesting fact.
You have to do your own cooking and laundry, which seems bogus as hell. Y'all can't bring in some, like, catering for this?
I'm not going on the show. All right, next.
But that's bogus. You gotta do it. You aren't, and last but not least, these people aren't paid, which is criminal. Everything I just listed there is criminal.
I thought you said they were a while ago. I thought they got some money.
On the challenge, they do. Maybe you're thinking of that.
Or maybe Paradise people get paid because they have established...
I would assume Paradise people do.
Okay.
But the Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants do not get paid. So they have to buy... How many did I say? 14 rose ceremony 14. Outfits? And they don't get paid to be on the show. They don't get food or laundry. I mean, they probably don't have to pay for the food, I assume. But they don't. It's not cooked for them. So they have to make their own food and do their own laundry and buy tons of clothes. It seems like a bad deal. The contracts for this show.
That's why they keep having criminal. Contestants, more and more contestants show up. Didn't cost them anything. Interesting. One thing from the season preview, I guess I glossed over, that's kind of related to that. There's a supposed controversy coming up where someone says, I'm only here for followers.
Mm.
Just straight up says it. And that becomes allegedly a controversy. I'm very curious to see if that's real, if the person was genuine when they said that, and B, how that plays out. And if it affects, like, other people being like, yeah, no.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Me and Kate, you know, we're halfway through. Me and Katie aren't really, we have no connection. Like, I'm trying to stick it out as long as I can. Get my fitness app going. Okay. My other headline of the week, anything else on that?
Nope.
My other headline of the week, Chris Harrison this morning exits the Bachelor franchise. Main thing here, he's getting an alleged...
Eight digit.
Mid eight figures.
Mid.
Now, that could just be his agent blowing smoke to the
mid
the website. Could be 11.
That's,
could be
that's
60.
Not mid.
Well, AB, come on. You can't believe what you read, everything you read in the entertainment rags. Mid eight-figure settlement is, I just want to point out that that's a lot of money, and he must, two things. He must have been in a contract for a long time.
Yeah.
And this is part of an early termination. Or two, this guy knows where the bodies are buried, yeah. And they're terrified of, yep. They want to keep him quiet. Mm-hmm. So mid eight, wow. That's a lot of money.
That's a
lot. Okay. Batch bracket. We do have a batch bracket group.
Yeah.
Make your full season picks before week two. We will link it in our bio.
That's
the top
tough.
15. What's tough?
Making your picks. I don't know most of their names. Like, I got Cat Guy and Box Guy. That's
I'll
those are my top guys right now.
I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but the names, it was an unacceptable level of names on the screen.
Yes. Yes.
Who do you think we are?
How
sometimes
are we
gonna know they were these? On there for a tenth of a second. That's not an exaggeration. They would blip. Keep it on the whole time.
There's no reason not to. There's nothing else on the screen.
Yeah.
And give us the Instagram handles. I'm not going to say it again.
Exactly. The top 15%. Will be eligible fifth out of that. Let me see if I can explain this right. 15 brackets among the top 15% will be randomly chosen to receive stickers, and one will receive a free tee of your choosing. With that in mind, please enter spoiler free. The reason we do that is because we don't want to, you know, someone gets a perfect bracket or something great. We don't want to reward that. So if you do good, you'll be
entered. It's a spoiler free bracket for
a spoiler free
podcast.
Obviously. So the link is in the show description. I'm going to do my power rankings. I put thought in these. I have these.
Good.
Number 5, Thomas. I think he might be too intense.
Is Thomas the guy? Can you explain? Was Thomas the guy that got into that fake fight? Was that him? Or was that someone else?
No, that was Aaron.
Okay.
Aaron was the guy.
And is Aaron still here?
Yes.
That guy's a hothead.
That guy's a hothead.
Yeah. Well, okay. I thought I get those two mixed up a little bit.
Yeah, no, Thomas is a little intense, but he's like intense with joy. It's like, calm down the joy of being here. Don't be so happy to be here. Andrew S. is number
Thomas
4.
Thomas is the one that gave the incredibly incoherent first speech, yes. though, right? Okay.
Yes, the worst speech of all time. That was Thomas. He's number 5. Wide Giannis, stocky Giannis, number 4. Andrew S.
I like Andrew S., folks.
I do, too. I like him, too. I'm just mostly... He looks thrilled like that you call them Giannis. I'm very pleased
what he
with
looks
that.
Like.
Number three, Trey, ball pit Trey. I think Trey will go far. He is exceedingly normal, mm-hmm. and that stands out always on the show.
And
so
Katie
I like Trey.
Seems normal.
Yes, she can. She's unpretentious.
Yeah.
Which can't always be said about leads. Mm-hmm. So Trey, number 3. Cat guy, Connor B, number 2.
Cat guy.
And number 1, obviously, is Greg.
No, you put Greg ahead of Cat Guy, huh?
No. I'm going to switch it.
Well, hey, don't let me change it for you, because first impression roses, I've said it before, I'll say it again, on The Bachelorette mean a lot. A heavy percentage of first impression rose recipients win the season of The Bachelorette.
I will not let trends affect my opinion of what I believe will happen, connection.
Okay.
I won't let it happen.
I mean, connection is something that cannot be overlooked.
She was over the moon with that. She told him, I've been thinking about you this whole time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, Jason Hayward hit a home run his first at bat. The number of people who did that became Hall of Famers. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I hear you.
With Greg. Greg's Jason Hayward.
This is a new season. Past stats don't matter a lot.
They don't. They don't. No offense to Jason Hayward. Okay, that's it. Unless you have anything else, AB. Plugs, Roastcast Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Facebook group also as well called Roastcast Nation. Anything else, AB?
No, nothing else. I got nothing.
All right. Well, appreciate you listening. Talk to you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.